Hello, this is Dr. Fran. You know Dr. Ruth? Well, I'm the English version. The reason I began this podcast is because I have a passion to move people out of sexual inertia. As a former Roman Catholic nun, I've lived a life of great transitions, and along the way have unlearned the lies that kept me trapped in sexual ignorance for years. Having gone through the transitions of my life, I now have the scope of knowledge to address issues across the board, across all ages and all topics, and I'd like to share that knowledge with you. After 25 years as a practicing RN, I earned a PhD in human sexuality and am now an ASEX-certified sexuality counsellor and clinical sexologist. I'm here to discuss common issues, give tips, discuss sex education, and help improve your intimacy and sex life. Feel free to email me questions and comments at drfran@improveintimacy.com. You can also follow me on my social networking sites located at the bottom of www.improveintimacy.com. Good morning, everybody. Today I want to talk about intimacy versus sex. There seems to be a whole surprising misunderstanding about the difference, as if people think that talking about intimacy is talking about sex. It's been quite a surprise to me that my business name, my website, everything, even my advertising on my car says improve intimacy. And do you know, it's actually put into people's spams. People get embarrassed. People respond to the word intimacy as if I'm saying improve sex. And that surprises me and also somehow offends me. And I feel sad for the person who feels like that. And so today I figured I may as well spend a few minutes talking to you about the difference. The difference from intimacy and sexuality. Intimacy is how you are in somebody's life, how you show up. And that's not necessarily your sexual partner. If we lived an intimate life where we care deeply about another person, we show them every day. This is kind of going back to the Valentine's podcast where I talked about how if we had a Valentine's Day every day, how much superior our lives would be. But we can. You see, you sent Valentine cards to schoolmates, teachers, neighbors, friends. Everybody gets an email or a I love you, I'm thinking of you in a nice fond way. Well, those are intimate gestures, and yet we fail to do that in our everyday life with our lovers, with our teachers, with our friends. We separate out those feelings because in the society we live in, we're also frightened of display of emotions. Frightened of displaying our tenderness, our tender hearts, our intimacy, because it may be misinterpreted. However, one day a year, we can do a $17.6 billion blowout of all of our emotions, all of our feelings, and it's okay because it's Valentine's Day. And why? We would be all afraid that it could be misinterpreted if the day after Valentine's Day, we were to leave a note saying, I appreciate you. Thank you for all you do. You're very important to me. No, I think actually we really need to look at the difference between intimacy and sexuality. They're not the same. However, for our sexual partner, imagine how much happier you would both be if every day you expressed how much you loved that person with a tender touch that didn't lead to anything, with no agenda, a heartfelt little note. All the things that you've done on Valentine's Day, if you wake up and do every day, how much sweeter would life be? I really want you to take a look at and really appreciate and think about the difference between intimacy and sexuality, and live every day highly intimate, demonstrably intimate. And for those of you in partnered relationships, please take a note and see how much more sexual you both feel toward one another when you both feel joined in deep appreciation and intimacy. Bye-bye.